Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
People are rushing. The number two threat of this generation is haste. We want everything to happen overnight. We do not even want to go through a process. Preparation. So the season comes, but we are not prepared. Preparation. I'm serious. I'm telling you, there are four nations in Africa that God gave an opportunity to their leaders when everybody said they couldn't be leaders, but God gave them an opportunity. And because they were not prepared, they wasted it. They wasted it. South Africa is one. Liberia is another. God gave an opportunity, but because of lack of preparedness. Right now, I am praying for Senegal's new president. 44 years, I am, but we've gotten the age right. We've gotten the season right, because you know that responsibility does not belong to old people. You seated here, can you imagine if you were the president of Ghana? I mean, this nation would be blessed with an age like that. The ability to wake up in the middle of the night and brainstorm and put things together and all stuff like that. Fresh energy, fresh blood. That is what we need. I pray that this boy in Senegal will not waste the opportunity just like Liberia wasted it. Amen. Ghana masem opa wa fa ko fa ho enya masem enya masem me me momu di me fremo nka masem wa mo shene ye mo shena mo kan ho afa nka masem ye kan masem wa na mo dwa mo mpe no kure o me ye ti mo no kure ni mo kan no kure no obi bu afu e ba ye ya me kasa chire nkrofo wi fu e wo he na me kasa wo mu nya wi hia o bu bu fu o shele mo mi ke ba ke pa shele mo. Is that a problem? Yeah, I mean, and go for a ha, where we are will be for a cotton, our circle, but not yet to say no, no. A cotton, yeah, can wait this kind of year. Ah, me dear me, Bisa, and so I say, no one, I'm no cassa. And you may be on my family status, I may come once and pay. We want to save crusade, yes, he may be. Who has what is our name, enemy? Trumutrum. Check it. Obianka, when you're open. There are people in my hometown who have not gotten this opportunity to sit in this school. There are people in my hometown by now. I feel no more coach. I grant you a woman cheer, you know. I feel no more. You are here with an opportunity to be to have the opportunity to study to tertiary level. And I'm ever known for the year betting. Asana and Manchester, make we check your bet. Ah, bra, we are. What do you think I call betting? Hey, wow. Single 439. If I work with date of birth, multiply by your father's date of birth. Who are doing? We need a doing at the register company. Who are doing the birth? And when a young lady sees a young man and says that, oh, you're my size, Suri, all the wealthy men in the world, they started very slow. Ibrahim Mahama, despite Sum Lion. Name all the lovely guys. They all started slow until like 10 years. And then the boom, the opportunity starts. In the real, we won't ever make a decision. We are asking for fire, preparation. This generation, when I look at, you know, the thing that is plaguing us right now, deception. We have been deceived. looking at the outward appearance of things. That person, what is she driving? What is he driving? This is why young girls have now become fraudulent people. Fraud! Fraud! A young man came to Ghana recently to come and visit his father. Oba ayeni papa kura wanko. Se enye nunti nu oba. O nege! 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 Obeda nege ni ho. O nene yiri ne ti abrochido. Obeda nege ni ho. Went back to America. Na girl need to meet everyone who na nwe trapecha. God, ya come girl no. O me ka ye sa ba asamsu. Ko ye ti e pono pono pono. E gubo bre ofuns. Pono! Pono! Ube konan kwa fwa chuchu omo be. Ukusu chuchu omo be ma. Oh, 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 oh. Why do you say so wrong? Bema ben utwari awa chesa ase wusha. Tia! Ube tia pa. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Decisions that have, I mean, look at the decision. Deception, manipulation, seduction. Many young ladies have the mentality of Jezebel. Let me seduce him. To Shebema. Sometimes I'm standing there as the officiating minister. And I'm asking myself, why will this beautiful young lady come here with this ugly young man? And you see, can you be that? Why? The perspective of the end of Upagambaye. Let's put the gospel here and let pussy kape here. Oh, gospel here. One day I was praying for young men in a meeting like this. And then whilst I called them, I said, come and let me pray for you that God will give you godly wives. And while they were coming, I said, for those of you who want me to pray for you for wealth, come on my right. And then they diverted from here to here. I'm saying, generation where they win this car or baby and peru. Tifano tunche, bompaya mi yenyeska. Yenyeska wia, yebeba bejia wadi empaye. When a young lady wants to know, bema yenene bobra. The lady will have to look at maturity or a matured. That person knows, when I say maturity, that person knows the attributes of Christ. Ignore, overlook, forgive. Ignore, overlook, forgive. Okay? The reason why this your relationship, mubomo this week, now my count next week. Now I block it. Now I blacklist it. For 3 months. Now my sound boom. Or 2 phone from now. Now my sound boom. Now my the reason is because the guy is too petty and you are too petty. The point is this. When people come to the place when they want to address everything, that is not Christ. I mean, there are Pharisees can come to Jesus' meeting and ask foolish questions. And Christ will be there and he will be listening to them just to ignore them. When they finish, he can overlook their question. So when you look at John, the book of John, and look at carefully most of the questions Jesus addressed, you realize that they can ask a question, but the answer is not to the question. He ignored it and he forgave. First thing he said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You want seriously a man that can take care of a woman, maturity. They will never forget your date of birth. They will never forget your birthday. They will never miss your graduation. They will never miss important things in your life. Echo, have you forgotten? Has he forgotten what? That today is my birthday. Oh, I forgot. Maturity. Those mature people know how to be thoughtful. They are traveling back from Abu Dhabi, are traveling back from New York. They go to duty free and look for some very nice, Givenchy, Chardon, Tom Ford, Brioni, Chanel, and then package it nicely and come and give it to you. Usuma said, And you want more ebans or more better bull fruit meat pack. Obano achichi the baby or people from this answer. Let me close the service. Upe sawo chewa asasi iso. You want to last long. Ubi yere. Yankono. Ubikunu. Hesedi ya haidi. Haidi. Uye ubi side check. Eni ya wunjo. Ubikunu. Ukone hu. You will die like a dog. Ni yiri sukunde yem uwa problem. Unyanguwo. Unyanchewo. Upesa wachewa asasi iso. Somebody's husband. Somebody's wife. Number two, you want to last on this earth. Emma wenim riska. Money and wealth is already coming to you. All you need to do is to be patient. Your season and your time will surely come. Don't rush. A day will come, you will park all kinds of fleet of vehicles in your house, and you will not even have the time to drive them. Don't rush. When I see people rushing, obi the case you know, we ask for no be two and all that. Ebajebo no. Don't rush. Number three, Emma when imiri will be at dear. Don't be envious or jealous of anybody. Everybody has a season; it will surely come. Number four, anybody that is in this place, never bear false witness against your neighbor. And I look at the things going on social media. People can say things about other people. And the people they are talking about can ask the question, who are they talking about? Men or women come in one seminar because they have no idea. I stand here. Jimmy Nibem one who drew a sidem, but now we are anointed. Every song was a mekramity. I say, Menam Kajiro. This morning, before we went into the service preparing for this crusade, a man of God called me 47 minutes on the phone whilst we were getting late to the running late to the service. You will not believe. The guy is anointed. The move of the prophetic that you will be blown away. But the guy called me on the phone for 47 minutes telling me my house is on fire. My wife is worse than the devil. Wrong choice. You see what tongues will tell you that. What did you mean? You could tell shame me so. Second Jeremiah chapter 10. Please, I mean, when with Jeremiah, what is it? You know that? What did you mean in the heart? I'm telling you. Number 5 or 6, a deceiver, a trickster, a supplanter is not in your ring. The person can lie about their name, their identity, and their background and everything. The fear of God is not in that particular person. I came here to tell you something, Prophet. Nyamia Sam is not only transformational. The word of God also is counsel. The seven spirits of God has the spirit of counsel and might in it. Counsel. Because of lack of counsel, this is why people are running their own lives into the grave. Running their own lives into the grave. I don't know too much about Ghanaian and Nigerian actors and actresses. But this this morning, no, yesterday morning I read the blog that it's a young man, you all know, had an accident and all that. His wife is crushed, his family is crushed. We are all crushed even hearing the news of a sweet, lovely young man. Can you let me tell you something? The person can die before their time. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17. Why die before your time? But he begins that verse by saying, do not be overly wicked and don't be a fool. Why die before your time? We need fire to work for God. But man of God, I'm telling you, without a supportive character, the fire is useless. I mean, you look at the lady, so beautiful. I mean, academically, she's so great and all that. But, Ibesuban, no character. Onisuban, Obiena noa kasefi efu enebe free muaba. I'm telling you. Ibesuban said, Grace, how's it going? How's it going? The honor of Hallelujah. As I finish, I will want to bring you to that cause. So Timothy received the letter Paul wrote, and it said in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 15, he said, from your childhood, when you know the scriptures, which is Christ, it is able to make you wise through Christ, unto through faith, unto eternal life. If from your childhood, this is the time you build the foundation for the future in Christ. Preparation. Take your time. Let the Lord. The Bible said we have a high calling that is in Christ Jesus. When we say a calling is high, that's not a joke. The high calling is where God brings ordinary people and put them upon the rock and beautify and decorate them by Ezekiel chapter number 660. When they come up, you see the glory of the Lord upon them. God can trust them with a generation. When Papa Benson Idahosa was alive and the crisis of Nigeria started during General Babangida's time, he stood in a crusade like this at the stadium, one of Nigeria's stadium in Lagos, and said, Lord, there is crisis in Nigeria, but stay in heaven, I will handle it. A man can have grace to that particular dimension. I'm telling you, nobody can tell me that Steve Jobs never had an encounter with God. How can somebody produce a product or a device that every anointed and wise man of God and woman of God has one, and that person didn't have an encounter? I'm seriously telling you something. Innovation comes from God. The Bible said all good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, no shadow of turning. In other words, it is God that lifts up one or sets down another. I pray that the grace of God will navigate your future. Oh, I'm in a form. I'm telling you. Navigate your future. Daniel said, How can I commit such sin against my God? Joseph said, how can I commit such sin against God? Prepare. Sculptor, that thing will grace to high calling. The person that is carrying the grace and the glory of God, they don't live anyhow. The Lord said, I know Abraham, that he will command his children after him. Abraham will bring his children to me, God. I want to ask the question. If the Lord, whilst he has given you all this opportunity, has given you life, he has given you ideas, opportunities. He has given you people. He has given you the gift of salvation and eternal life. He has given you his spirit. He has given you giftings. And I'm asking the question. What is it that you will really want to do with this grace? When we stand on our feet, another dimension of the glory and the outpouring of God will come upon our congregation. There will be people who have never experienced anything like that. The anointing of God will come upon them and enlighten the eyes of their understanding. Revelation will be birthed in their spirit. They will go to the dimensions and do great things for God. I'm seriously telling you. I mean, God will pick an ordinary earthen vessel and do things with them. Whilst we are seated here, the Lord is raising an emergent generation. 15 years ago, there was no Facebook. 15 years ago, there was no Twitter. 15 years ago, there was no WhatsApp, Instagram, and what all these, you know, apps. You could not even stream live on anywhere. Zuckerberg, 15 years ago, was nobody. A campus boy, just like you are right now. The Lord, in his infinite mercy. I know I hear Christians and they talk like, you know, it's not God who gave them that gift. Who said that? You think that God only gives Christians? It is God that used Pharaoh to destroy Nebuchadnezzar. God raises an unbeliever to fight another unbeliever and bring glory to his name. And when he finished, he blessed. He gave a reward to him. As we are seated here, I am only concluding and telling you, be serious with Christ. Be serious. The level of backsliding right now is unbelievable. Mount of God, people are backslided. Oh, I'm telling you, oh, na many trashing. Yes, so much. Backslide, oh, people are seated in church, but we are backslided. In those days, you could never do certain things and still come back and stand and receive communion. But now we have a dead conscience and a conscience that is snared with iron. I call you to repentance and alignment. It is a serious thing. If that young man knew that he was going to die 3 days ago, I believe that he will never go to that shoot in the first place. Man does not know his time. But the Bible said that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man what God has for those who love him. The next verse is interesting, but he has revealed it through his spirit unto us. The glory is present. The Lord is looking for candidates. And I came here to tell you, if a man will purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. To people. People with a great name will emerge from this place. And so I quote Romans chapter number 10, verse 9 and 10. If we confess with our mouth that Christ is Lord and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. But with the mouth, man, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Be serious with God. This campus, just like any other campus in the world, there are people who are not serious. So if you are serious, the unserious ones can corrupt you. May the grace of God come. Be serious with God. Be very serious with God. All those group, the great men we see now, the fathers of faith now, many years ago, here at Legon Gardens, that was their base. Bishop Dak Hayward Mills, Dr. Robert Ampia Kofi, Reverend Stephen Stanley Mensah, they all went to Legon Gardens. And so if I had been in a service preaching and they were seated and I said, in 10 years, you will be great, they possibly wouldn't have believed that. But now we have over 7,000 lighthouse churches all over the world. That is greatness. That is greatness. But there are people seated here with great concepts. All we need is fire. Fire, fuel to drive that. May God wake up every gifting within you. The passion, the gift, the grace, the calling, the mandate, the mission on your life. The vision on your life. May the fire of the Spirit of the living God come upon you in the name of Jesus. And may the Lord order your steps and help you to be able to thrive in all that the Lord has ordained and honored you with. In Jesus' name, pray. Please stand to your feet and let us go into prayer and a time of ministration. But before I do that, I want to conduct an altar call. Stand to your feet. Let's honor the presence of the Spirit of God. This is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. I pray that the Lord will protect you, defend His name on your life, guide you, help you, give you grace to excel. I pray that you will be strong in your prayer closet. I pray that your relationship with Christ will never diminish, but increase, grow, and flourish. I pray that fresh oil will come upon your head. I pray that God will set you on fire. I pray that God will grant you exceptional abilities, tendencies, proclivities, giftings in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will be unique and distinct in the name of Jesus. That is the prerequisite for the outpouring of that revival we are praying for. There are almost 2 million registered churches in Accra only. And we all know that our unregistered ones are more than the registered ones. It's an opportunity. But uniqueness, when God places a unique grace on you, the wings of God will come behind you. I can boldly stand on this altar and say that something like Alpha Hour is the wind of God. I don't care how you disdain it, you hate it. You can't fight against the wind of God. A strong wind of revival have hit our nation. It's a wind of God. But there are more people standing here that God is going to generate another dimension and kind of grace and wind with. They will do exploits for the Lord. You see, some of us will not preach. Some of us will never prophesy. But some of us will be the container of God's grace of wealth. They will lend to nations and borrow from none. Without that kind of wealth, the gospel is going nowhere. It's going nowhere. So don't look at life. I just want to get, a very good opportunity in life. Get married, good job, nice house and 2 cars. And we are fine. Life in Emoha. Emoha. I mean Emoha. 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 We met Dr. Otabel 10 days ago. And when you have a very close encounter with him, you see modesty, simplicity, honesty. And yet the man is extremely blessed. May God bring us to the place where He extracts worldliness, materialism, carnality. He will be banned on the level of Dr. Otabel. By now, he'll be wearing 16 rings and 18 bracelets. And calm down, calm down. Calm down. People are wearing nice Rolexes, $200,000, and they don't even want anybody to see it. Ubo Togo Rolex, and I wouldn't join any pounds. Lift your voice and begin to speak in the spirit for just 1 minute. Can I hear your voice? Ready for the Bahadia and Tadada? Read a Kaveri Kaduko,
Rabba,
You are here and you want to give your life to Christ. You want your sins to be forgiven. You want to surrender your heart to the Lord. You want to come back to the family of Christ, our God. I want to lead you in a very, very short prayer. Should the Lord meet you, you will be ready at all times. You want to give your heart to Christ. You want Jesus to be your Lord and your personal Savior. You want to serve God in spirit and in truth. You want your life to be Christ-centered. You want your life to be purpose-driven. I want to pray with you. You want your sins to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Wherever you are, I just wanted you to put your hand on your heart. And let us pray a simple prayer in faith. Sister, you may feel that you are righteous. The Bible said, not all that calleth me Lord will enter into the kingdom of God, but they that doeth the will of the Father. The right hand is on your heart. Somebody says, dear Jesus, forgive a sinner like me. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Yesterday in the morning, he started a normal day. And because yesterday was Salah, normally our friends, they have some move. They bring the big bikes out and they ride big bikes on the road and display their skills. Two people were on a bike, crashed instantly. The first one died instantly. They woke up normally. It was a normal day. I didn't know that it was going to be somebody's death. As I'm speaking to you right now, the other person is battling for his life in the ICU. I want to stand on this wonderful altar, tell you something very, very important as I pray. Salvation is the highest and the greatest gift or prize that anybody to pay. So Christ said, greater love has no man than this, than for a man to lay down his life for his friends. So Christ loved you as his friend and lay down his life for you. You cannot disdain that gift. You can't desecrate. You cannot marginalize. You cannot malign that kind of gift. He did that for you, and you are shy to confess him. No. No. If you pray that prayer with me, if you did that rededication with me, and you need nurtured, you need to be helped, you need to be taught, you need to be impacted. Wherever you are in the congregation, on the terraces, in the building, outside, anywhere, I would love you to make a move to this place whilst I pray with you and then lead you to these wonderful people so they can be able to help. The Bible said, they that are shy, they that disdain Christ in the presence of people, he will do same in the presence of God and his holy angels. Wherever you are, you just want to make a move. Walk to this wonderful place. I want to pray with you. You pray that prayer with me. I want to receive you. Can we clap for them as they come? Yes, don't be shy. Don't be shy. Clap for them as they come. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come, sir. Thank you. Can I have somebody direct? Thank you. Are you clapping? Please. Thank you. This is the greatest. Yeah. 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 It's not showmanship. No. It's not showmanship. This is the greatest decision you have made in your life. I am not talking about church. I'm not talking about denomination. I'm talking about your personal salvation. Are you clapping? Three more people coming there. Somebody wants to come. I'm still waiting. Oh, clap those hands, sweet. Thank you. Walk to me. This is a day of salvation. This is the day of redemption. Somebody will be testifying of today. Prophecy will fulfill. History will be made. All to the glory of the Christ. Please clap. There is joy in heaven at the repentance of one sinner. There is great joy in the presence of God at the repentance of one sinner. Don't miss this opportunity. Come on, sweet. Go ahead, go ahead. You are clapping. And I'm waiting for somebody. I'm still waiting for somebody. I'm waiting for somebody. Yes, yes. I'm waiting for somebody. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Spirit of God is telling me there's somebody you should wait for. Clap the hands. Come on. You died for my sins. You were crucified for me. You shed your blood for me. You paid the price for my redemption. It is Christ that breaks addictions. Sweetie, come. Come to the cross. Come to the throne of mercy. Don't miss this opportunity. All addictions will be broken. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things passes away. Behold, all things have become new. Come on. Thank you. I love your voice. Sing. Clap for them as they come. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you. Come, come, come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. I'm still waiting. Oh, I like your sacrifice. Are you clapping? Yesterday. Sing it. The Lord is saying, somebody is still coming. I'm waiting. Somebody is still coming. I'm waiting. Somebody is still coming. I'm waiting. This is the day of salvation. And I am Gwajiada. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. to Jesus. This is the last call. This is the last call. I am waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Thank you. Thank you. Come, I still want to receive you. Come to Jesus. You know, when you go online, you see all kinds of craziness. Jesus is not the only way. The Bible is fake. Church is a scam and all that. But yeah, trust me, I'm going to get to you. Who told you anymore? Why you big mistake? Judgment is waiting for all of us. Come to Christ. He needs a relationship with you. He can turn your situation around. You will become a brand new person. It is Christ that breaks addictions. I want to stop this, but I can't. The Holy Spirit will do it easily. Easily. And bring you to the real meaning of your life. Add value to you. Polish you. Secure your future. That's what I'm talking about. That is the meaning of Christianity. Yeah, to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. This is the last call. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for somebody. You want to come? Come now. Come now. The Lord bless you. Can you put your hands on your heart? Let us pray. Father, behold these amazing children of yours. I bring them before your throne and I'm praying in the name of Jesus that your goodness and your grace will abound for them. My God, I pray in the name of Jesus. You are the lifter up of hell, the breaker of all strange addictions. Eternal God, I pray that worldly lust will be broken from the hearts of these children of yours. You will open the floodgates of heaven and lavish them with abundant life, eternal life, in Jesus' precious name. Now I commend them to you, to the word of your grace that is able to build them up and to give them an inheritance among the sanctified. In Jesus' precious name, be exalted. Thank you for receiving their souls for your own glory. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen. Sweeties, I want you to listen to me. This is the most important decision you have ever made in your life. Now, Jesus said we should go into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19 and 20. He said, when they believe and are baptized, they will be saved. Now, teaching them also all, everything that he has commanded us, and he is with us. To be able for that to be accomplished, I will love you for only 5 minutes of your quality time. Follow this amazing team and let them at least get your data so that devotionals, inspiration that can help you grow. Righteousness is by exposure. Sin is by exposure. What you are exposed to is what happens to you. I'm telling you. All my friends who died in prison were exposed to crime. I was not shocked. Most of my school mates are dead. And they died in some prisons. I'm telling you where the Lord picked me from. I'm begging you. That's why the Bible said, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, who does not sit in the seat of the scornful, nor stand in the way of sinners. His delight is the word of God. He meditates on it day and night. He might observe to do according to all that is written therein. He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in season. Whatsoever he does, it shall prosper. Hey, life, because you will come to Sarah. They bring so yamini. They bring so because say you. It's the truth. What we are doing in these 3-4 days is redirecting traffic from hell to heaven. That's all. It's redirection of traffic. I'm begging you. People that could check up on you. How are you doing? Have you read your Bible today? You know, it could send you inspiration, devotional. Things that can help you grow in the Lord. Can you please follow the team? Only 5 minutes of your. Are you clapping for them? Are you clapping for them? Are you clapping for them? Please, please, please. Please. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Can you lift it to us? Oh, only 15 minutes. Give me 15, only 15 minutes.
So when the
lift your two hands.
There'll be no words to say.
Oh. To lift your two hands up. There is going to be an outpouring of grace. Fresh oil, fresh anointing, raw power will descend on God's people. I want you to lift your voice for only 60 seconds. And if you can pray in tongues, I want you to do so. If not, I would love you to pray in the spirit. For only 1 minute, something will break forth in this place. In the name of the Lord Jesus, can I hear your voice right now? Asura kita kara. Only 1 minute. Hey! Kita da da da. Shada da 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 da. Riada ba da ba do. Lord, behold your people. Anoint your people. Release your presence. Release your glory. Release your power. My God. Yeah. was in a meeting like this when a young man, 27 years old, walked to me. And he said, "Can you help me?" Then I said, "What kind of help?" He said, "I'm dying." I said, "How can you be dying?" He said, "My kidneys are failing. My liver has already failed. I have acute diabetes. And I have massive hypertension. And it all came at once." He said, "There is nothing for me in the world. There is no meaning to life. But if God can give me an opportunity, I will serve him. Anything he wants." Then I realized that troubles can drive people into desperation. You don't have any trouble, but God is looking to raise new masters. I keep saying this, will you listen to this? 7 years ago, your minister of housing, works and housing, had no business with politics. So it doesn't take long for the Lord to turn the tables. All that you need, the Bible said, in a great house are not only vessels of silver and gold, but some of wood, earth, or clay. Some to honor, others unto dishonor. But if any man will purge himself from these, he will be a vessel unto honor, prepared, sanctified, and meet for the master's use. I am not only talking about church. I'm talking about power that controls the job market, the marketplace. I'm talking about God's representation in prominent positions and places. If God has people in government, God has his men and women in places of authority and influence. I'm telling you, when the righteous rules, there is peace. When the wicked come into power, people run into. That is what the book of Proverbs says. The two hands are lifted up. There is going to be an outpouring. And this outpouring is for life. Grace that will stick with you throughout your life. It is a move of God. This grace will guide you to matrimony, building your home, building your assignment, the reason why you are on earth, your God-given assignment. Somebody shout, "Holy Spirit, touch me now, visit me now, in the name of Jesus." Now lift your two hands. Protocol, help me. A wind of God will blow in this place. My God, in the name of Jesus, by the count of 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 7. Look at something like what I'm seeing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the breeze of God from the front to the back, from the side to the heel, in the name of Jesus, let the glory visit you. I pray for you. I am the hope. Oh!
Let my glory come.
Oh! Will sweep through this august institution. Power, raw power. Power that people can see, revelation. Power that people can prophesy. Power of creation and innovation thinking. Power of leadership and grace. Power. I'm talking about the power. power of God. The two hands are lifted up. The glory is coming down. I will not touch you, but the Lord will, in the name of Jesus. There goes the glory, the grace of God. There is a stirring right now. Revival is happening and taking place right now, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost, in Jesus' precious name. Wherever you are standing, the anointing will flow there. Your ministry, your gifting, and the mandate of God upon your life will manifest in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Now let the touch of God come upon you right now. Let it come upon you right now. Let the glory come upon you right now. Let the move come upon you right now. In the name of Jesus, your cymbals and your hi-hats, work with me. Your cymbals and let's work. Your cymbals and your... Just that. I'm fine. Akiko tarada hato. Aria takushke paaya. Akika to barakadisha. In the name of Jesus. Grace. Ah! Look at that. Look at that. Over there. Look. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You will be anointed tonight. Tonight you will be anointed. Power will come. If you are sick in any part of your body, can you place your hand where you are hurting? I declare healing over your life. I declare a release. Anybody that is here having nightmares and bad dreams, I come against that storm. In Jesus' name, I rebuke it. I come against evil dreams. I break the pattern in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against every spirit that is hunting for the life of anybody in this place. I rebuke them sharply. I come against any kind of addiction hurdles. We stop any curse. Break every spell in Jesus' precious name. I declare that the giftings of God, the callings and the graces of God over your life will shine and explode. You are never the same again. Can I pray for these lovely people? Protocol, come back. Help them for me. Lift them up. Let's pray for them. I declare glory and grace on God's people. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God. By the token. In Jesus' name. Stand behind them. Receive grace. In Jesus' name. Sweetie, receive the touch of the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of God touch you, my darling. In the name of Jesus, receive His touch. Help her. In Jesus' name. In the next 5 minutes, I want to pray for anybody in this place that needs the anointing to serve God well. As for your career, we know that you will excel. Even the enemy knows you will excel. The anointing to fear God and serve Him well. The unction to work for God. Help my darling. The unction to work for God. The anointing to be a model, an example, a soul winner, an ambassador of Jesus Christ. To unleash the graces and the giftings of God. Walk from where you are to the front. Come to me and let us pray. When you are anointing, we are here by force. Light of the world. Come on, sir.
Open my eyes.
Jesus. Thank you. The name of the Lord. Can you lift your two hands up? It's a sound man. I need my monitors. Thank you. I wish I had a privilege like this when I was in school. That some man of God could come in there, preach, pray, prophesy, lay hands on me. I wish, but we had nothing like that. There was nothing like that for us. When I became born again, nobody wanted to at least guide or show you the way. There was nothing like that. We learned the hard way. Tonight in this place, I will anoint you, praying in the name of Jesus that God should open your heavens and pour you out that grace to serve God. Well, to fear God, love God, serve Him well, to be an ambassador, to tremble at His word, to love God, serve Him well, tremble at His word, to be the remnant of the Lord on earth. Serious. I declare, let this anointing hit you. Arada badohoya. Kia da 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 da. There is a revival burning in here. Da da da. Kia da. Rada kada da da, siya da 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 da, kia da da. In life, this grace will carry you. Can I get protocol? Help me. Receive the touch of grace, power. In the name, help him. In the name of Jesus. Sir, yes, sir. In the name of Jesus. Let the power of God touch you, my dear. In the name of Jesus, receive the glory of God. Receive the touch of fresh fire. Receive raw power. In the name of Jesus, let the touch of the Holy Ghost come upon you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, in Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the glory in Jesus receive the touch of God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. We are the Jesus, we are the Hadosh. We are the Rada Bahado. We are the Hadosh. We see the touch of God. In the name of Jesus. We see the touch of God. In Jesus' name. You guys are crossing too much. Too much crossing. Rada Bahado, we are the Kabo. Shanda da da ha. Yada da da da. So you receive the touch of God in the name of Jesus. And we are da da. We are the God of the body and Jesus' name. Receive the touch of God in Jesus' name. Yeah, yada da. Rabba da ba. We are the hado in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, yada ba hado in the name of Jesus. May the Lord lift you up. May your future be elevated. Your heavens be open. Receive the oil to serve God well. In the name of Jesus. Ah! 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 In the name of Jesus. Rada ba'ado hosh. In Jesus' name. Receive a touch from me. In the name of Jesus. Rabba Dabba Hosh. In Jesus' name. Ah, Holy Ghost. Oil to send you away. In Jesus' name. Receive a touch of God. In Jesus' name. Focus on the oil. In Jesus' name. Rabba Dabba. Shadada. We adore them. Over the bush, the name of Jesus, receive the touch in Jesus' name. Ah, Badaba, Priyada, Ah, Shagaba, Priyada Hato, Rabba the Hosh, Priyada Hade, in the name of Jesus, Priyada Hado, in Jesus' name, Rabba the Hosh. Receive the touch of God that makes you serve God well. In Jesus' name. Ah! Ramado! In Jesus' precious name. I declare you will never die before your time. The Lord will sustain you, preserve you, bless you, protect you, favor you. In the name of Jesus, I declare grace. I decree grace, life abundance in Jesus' name. Ragadaba Asha. In Jesus' precious name. Yes, Lord. Bikada Gosha. Rama. In the name of Jesus. Ah! Jesus, precious name.
Keep me burning, keep me burning.
Ah, help him, help him. Until they come and go. Rabba da Mahashadaka.
Let my lamp.
Hey! Ria da Hada. Rabba da
Mahashadaka.
Hey! Jesus, precious. Ria da
Mahashadaka.
Rabba da Mahashadaka. In the name of Jesus. Receive the touch of God. Accept. Do well. In Jesus. Rabba da Mahash, in the name of Jesus. Ria da Mahash, Rabba da Mahash, in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, ah, in Jesus. Holy Ghost, touch your people with the grace to send you. I am in Jesus.
Let my life never be.
Ah, Spirit of the Living God. In the name of Jesus. your hand where the oil is? Can you put your hand where the oil is? Hold it. Place your hand where the oil is. You will function in the supernatural. You will function in the miraculous. You will function in the presence of God. Your steps shall be guided. The Lord will order you. You will walk in the paths of righteousness. In the name of Jesus. You will be the pleasure of God on earth. In Jesus' name. You will be God's candidate for the next move. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Receive this grace. It's your portion. Nobody here will die prematurely. I stop the power of death. In the name of Jesus. I declare that you will fly like a mighty eagle in the name of Jesus. The Lord will cause you to make the right choices and decisions in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your oil will never run dry. Your expectations will never be cut off. Your head will not lack oil. In the name of Jesus, no one can curse you. You are already blessed. In Jesus' precious name. Go and function. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout amen. Are you clapping? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The meeting is continuing tomorrow, same time. I'm going to encourage you. Oh, Sunday. Tomorrow is Sunday. Sunday morning. Time here at the forecourt of the main auditorium. All right, so I'm inviting you Sunday morning. Don't miss, grace will abound to you. But let me leave you with a godly counsel. A foot will be anywhere, a change for you. A foot will be anywhere, change. We'll be catching ourselves here on how. Be very careful. Do you know that Onipebia, everybody that is in this place, your destiny attracts snares, traps. Trap. Nobody can tell me that certain trips, like the one this actor took, in the line of work and duty, nobody will can tell me that the Lord has called him. Namia Freno. So many. No, let's be real. There are certain snares set for you. Be careful. When I talk about a snare, I'm not talking about that EAB and that anymore. And Pebby can be a snare. And Sambi can be a snare. And Dianibi can be a snare. With dear Dianibi, you may not leave the next day. Be very careful, even in your conversation, your relationship, the people within your inner ring. The fact that we say somebody is a Christian doesn't mean they are loose. Be very careful. You want to live long and fulfill your assignment. Be careful. Never be insubordinate to anybody that is older than you. The reason why we are seeing so many, you know, foolish deaths is because this generation does not honor the ones they met. Sister, when you see gray hair, you must be afraid of it too. You should be afraid of it. There are people who come to a particular age. They may not be Christians, but if they bless you, you'll be blessed. If they curse you, you'll be cursed because they are authority figures in the realm of the spirit. 80 years whole corner. That is that kind of realm. Be very careful. You see, in this place, Ubi Anjo Ubi So. You have your free will. It is just like God said to the people, I have set before you life and death. choose life. The God will not choose for you. Obi anchira o time wada. Opada. Opachin. But you will definitely reap the fruits of your doings. Definitely. I thank God that you have chosen the paths of eternal life. But you cannot walk in that path without circumspection. Be very careful. Before a decision is made, you have carefully thought through, prayed through, and waited upon the Lord through. You are very sure of what you are doing. When I was talking about four young men that went for secret room, they came back. The next day, the one I know didn't wake up. They carried the boy to a community hospital at around the Ashoman Musuku Road, and he was pronounced dead. Now, I'm going to tell you a very disgusting something. When the boy died, the three other boys got some money, and they turned back, and one of them befriended their dead friend's mother. Omane, dead friend, mother, no, a chimpana. It is our boy way. Dying minute, they all died. Dying minute, they all died. Abana, we kwasi, we be careful. Be very careful. Baby, I will drill, he says, say, oh, mommy, too, for any year. Teacher too for any year. So it is only the Holy Spirit. Be careful. Be very careful. What I just said is now difficult to hear in church. Tina say, man can say, they suffer credit too for you because they won't say it. Be careful. Not everything that glitters is gold. People are, you know, chilling, having a good time. Friday night. Be careful. You will definitely reap the fruits of your doing. I don't know why the Holy Spirit is doing this, but the Lord is speaking to somebody. Be careful. Be very careful. There is a young lady in British prison right now. Ghanaian-born young woman. Who lives here at East Legon? Go and see her mansion. But she's in prison now. There is a young lady in house arrest, Ghanaian-born woman in the United States. Be careful. May the Lord bless you. This is my first time, so I don't want to upset you so that next time you block my entrance. I would love to come again, so let me leave it here. But I want to use the opportunity to thank the leadership. Thank you very much. I am grateful. Yeah. I go to the campuses, and apart from that, I preach in the markets. I preach in the lorry stations. I preach on the streets. I take the gospel to the ghettos, because I was a ghetto boy when the Lord saved me. So I go back to the ghettos and I preach to them. And it cost us money to do that. And so when I came here, the stage, the light, it's all money. So thank you that this crusade, it didn't cost me money. Rather, you put a stage and lights for me to come and preach. Yeah, I'm grateful. The Lord bless you. And thank you all very much. The Lord bless you and keep you and protect you and guide you and help you in Jesus. And all of you who came through the terraces, thank you. I appreciate and love you. We are grateful. I'll see you next time in Jesus' precious name. Remain favored. Obey to you by force. Let's welcome our God.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.